This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zenta A. Stars. In his newest novel, The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos, Dominic Smith writes about the lost women painters of the Dutch Golden Age. It's also about the underworld of forgery in today's art world that allows one of them to surface again. Smith is a native of Sydney, Australia, and attended Kalamazoo College. He now lives in Austin, Texas, where he's on the fiction faculty in the Warren Wilson MFA program for writers. Smith reads the description of Sarah DeVos's last painting.
A winter scene at twilight. The girl stands in the foreground against a silver birch, a pale hand pressed to its bark, staring out at the skaters on the frozen river. There are half a dozen of them bundled against the cold, flecks of brown and yellow cloth floating above the ice. A brindled dog trots beside a boy as he arcs into a wide turn. One mitten in the air, he's beckoning to the girl, to us. Up along the riverbank, a village is drowsy with smoke and firelight, flush against the bell of the pewter sky. A single cataract of daylight at the horizon, a meadow dazzled beneath a rent in the clouds, then the revelation of her bare feet in the snow. A raven, quilled in violet and faintly iridescent, caws from a branch beside her. In one hand she holds a frayed black ribbon, twined between slender fingers, and the hem of her dress, visible beneath a long gray shawl, is torn. The girl's face is mostly in profile, her dark hair loose and tangled about her shoulders. Her eyes are fixed on some distant point, but is it dread or the strange halo of winter twilight that pins her in place? She seems unable or unwilling to reach the frozen riverbank. Her footprints lead back through the snow toward the wood beyond the frame. Somehow, she's walked into this scene from outside the painting, trudged onto the canvas from our world, not hers.
I was looking at Book Page online, and they referred to something called a flurry of fiction focused on the art world. Maybe you can tell us about how the idea for the book came
Sure.
around, and was it because of any kind of flurry that you saw out there?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if there has been a flurry. I mean, certainly we can think of, you know, books about painters, but I think that that goes way back. I think writers have always been interested in artists. You know, even if you think back to something like, you know, the picture of Dorian Gray, or some of the French novelists. But for me, I mean, this was a novel that was kind of in the making 15 years ago. I was living in Amsterdam, and, you know, like a lot of art lovers, I was initially drawn to the iconic images of the Dutch Golden Age, so the Vermeers and Rembrandts, the Frans Hals paintings, the Van Goyens, and I often think of these as the kind of prize fighters of the Dutch Golden Age, but they're actually just really the very tip of the iceberg. I mean, there are these additional layers of the Dutch Golden Age that are really interesting to me, and some of them are missing in a sense. So there were about 25 women admitted to a Guild of St. Luke in the 17th century in Holland, and we only have surviving works for a small handful of them. So, for example, Judith Leister disappeared for 200 years. All of her paintings were attributed to either Frans Hals or her husband, who was also a painter. And then she was rediscovered in 1892 and kind of put back on the map. Today she has some 35 paintings to her name. So this book really came out of, in a sense, the gaps and the silences in art history, and I got very interested in that, and it kind of built over time, the idea.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zenta A. Stars. I'm speaking with Dominic Smith, the author of The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos. Smith talks about the underworld of art forgery.
You know, one of the stranger moments of this book, it was emailing a master forger to have him authenticate a painting that was by, you know, a fictitious character. Mm. And, you know, but he was actually very willing and quite forthcoming. And he showed me some of the mistakes in the forgery technique that I was using. But what was really one of the things I learned from Perini's memoir in particular is that at least 50% of what a forger does is really not about the technical aspect of the painting, let's say. So it almost has to do with the narrative or the storytelling side of it. So he would use techniques like putting, you know, blue chalk marks on the back of a painting to suggest previous auction sales. He would create, you know, fake fly specks to suggest on a painting that it had, you know, languished in an attic for years because flies are drawn to, you know, the varnish, the sugars in the varnish on old paintings. So all these things in a way are about creating, in a way, the suspension of disbelief. And a lot of what a forger does is around that. And so when I went back and read about other forgers, I discovered, of course, that they have all done this through time. They've created a story that goes with the painting. And that seemed to be a very important part of this novel and of the forgery practice.
Now, these lost women painters of the Dutch Golden Age, along with Judith Leister, who was your model for this character, mm-hmm. were there others whose stories really struck you that you might share?
Yeah, I mean, actually, so the one that really stood out for me is the one we know the least about, and that's this woman named Sarah van Belbergen. So she was in the same guild as Judith Leister. Judith Leister, I think, was admitted to the Haarlem Guild in 1633, and Sarah was admitted in, before her, about 2 years before her. But all we know about her is that she was an oil painter. She was admitted to the guild, and that's about it. None of her work has either survived or been correctly attributed. But I think what historians are realizing is that, you know, number one, there can be all kinds of misattribution that happens over time. Leister is a great example of that. And number two, there's a huge volume of Dutch Golden Age painting that we just don't know anything about the biography of the painters who've signed the work. So, you know, there were estimated to be about some 50,000 Dutch painters at work in the 17th century, and they created millions of works of art. And the estimate is only 1% has survived, but that's still, you know, tens of thousands of pieces of art. And we just know very little about the lives of many or most of those artists.
In an essay you've written, you mentioned something about novelists are like forgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I mean by that is that, like forgers, we deal in inventions, in figments. You know, we create things out of nothing, and we're trying to emulate something, you know, about experience, about the world. We're not the same in the sense that we're copying, but we are sometimes working in some of the same shadows. And, you know, that was interesting to me as I was working on the novel, to think about the way that a forger works, the way that a painter works, and the way that a novelist works. And there's perhaps more in common in just the day-to-day methods, the hours spent alone, the kinds of research that maybe we've at first think.
I'm Zinta Aistars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Dominic Smith, the author of The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.